We're back here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's volleyball matchup between Audubon and Tri-Center. And Wheeler's coach Chris Derry joins me now. Of course, Molly Lang on maternity leave, so Chris kind of filling in. And coach, a big win on Tuesday against Glidden-Ralston. How do you feel about your team coming into this matchup against the Trojans?
Oh, feeling pretty good coming in the match. The girls did a great job making some adjustments last night. They're feeling really good. Serving went really well. Made some nice adjustments on defense, and the hitters always come up good on game day. So I was feeling pretty good going into the match tonight, tomorrow night.
Tonight, yeah. For tonight, clearly you have maybe one of the better hitters on the court in Harlow Miller. She's off to a great start this season, putting up some tremendous numbers. She had 16 kills in the win over Glidden-Ralston. What have you just seen with her, just the ability to fight through defenses and blocks?
Harlow does a great job working hard in practice. She's a great leader out there. She does a great job of getting the advantage of all the different sets Anna's able to put over to her. Harlow's a great job of transitioning. She swings real hard. She's great at seeing the court, looking for those open spots and really taking feedback and stuff during timeouts and stuff and talking to her teammates and stuff. So it's been great with her senior leadership and really taking feedback and adjusting. She's a great coachable kid and always working hard every day and always looking different ways to improve. Harlow's always looking for different things to add to her little bag of tricks come game day. So.
And then how do you feel just about the passing and how the flow is going on offense? I mean, Anna Larson, it's probably good to have her in the middle there with 30 assists against Glidden-Ralston to have her setter. But how's the flow been going?
Well, it's been going a lot better. We've been working on some adjustments and some cleaning up things on defense. Getting a lot better passes up to keep Anna at home, which is helping her with getting those assists. Back row is doing a great job. We had Caden Spohr back there picking up a lot of passes and that nothing really getting anything deep getting out of the court behind us. Maddie Derry's playing in libero in there for us, helping cover that donut. They've done a great job cleaning those things up. And so we're getting a lot better passes, a lot more three balls getting up there to Anna. So it opens up the court more, which allows it to open up for Harlow on that outside.
And Maddie Derry, your daughter there has 21 digs. What's that like coaching her?
Oh, it's been great coaching her. Coached her the last couple two years as well. So nice little transition for her to play libero with Anna out there. So that's been really great. It's always fun coaching your own kid, but at the same time, it works really nice. I had a great assistant, Coach Soder, helped me out. So it helps when she's able to give her feedback so I can focus on the others and stuff on the court. You know, father-daughter working together is always great, but at the same time, it's great we have another coach that can be the one to communicate, help things go and stuff. So it's been awesome.
Another player that is key for you is probably Riley Miller. Last year she was with Exira. This year she's playing for Audubon. How is she fit? And she could play like 10 different roles, I bet. I mean, she could probably play every position out there on the floor. Where do you think she's fit in right now?
Right now, Riley's doing a great job. She's been playing right side for us, getting key kills on that right side over there. She does a great job transitions. Awesome seeing her swing. She's got a really powerful swing. Not to mention, last night, really she was able to showcase her serving ability. She's phenomenal back behind that serving lane. And a couple great runs serving for us last night, and so that was awesome. She's got a really, really powerful serve and swing, so it's been great having her as another addition to the team.
So what's it been like for you? You coached, I understand, in the South Dakota area, and now you're kind of back home here in Audubon. What's that been like for you?
Well, it's been fun coming back home. I had a group of girls I got to coach the last couple of years up there, but it's been awesome coming back home. These girls here are phenomenal. It's been really cool working with this great group of senior leadership. So it's been awesome getting home, seeing everybody, getting back to more my style of volleyball. That's a little different in South Dakota. Not good, not bad, just a little different. So it was a little bit of adjusting when I went up there. So it's kind of nice getting back to the field what I'm used to.
And so what do you know about Tri-Center and what the keys here? I mean, they seem like to be a solid team in the conference, and this is kind of an early season big matchup here.
Yeah, Tri-Center, you know, anybody in the WIC conference is usually a big matchup. Definitely keeping them out of system will be key, keeping up our ball placement on our serving, keeping them out of system right from that first serve, receive, and then so that we can keep, get some nice runs going like we did last night. And then hopefully if we get into, we end up being on that receiving side, it's, you know, it's a one and done, quick side outs. So we get to keep the ball on our offensive side and keeping those good passes up. So keep Anna and Harlow and Abby and Riley and all those great hitters cruising.
Well, Coach, should be a great matchup here tonight. Really appreciate your time. Best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Chris Derry, interim coach for Audubon Volleyball, joined us here on KSOM.